big technology company. It's Australian-based, called Atlassian, but it's a global tech giant, and it's the sort of business of which we should be proud. Commissioned some research about the attitudes of their young workers. And what they found is that 60% of millennial workers want employers, so their bosses, to take action on the issues that they deem important. So they want to work for a company that's, you know, all right on about social and environmental issues like climate change and equality and poverty and so forth. And there's some evidence to show that if their employer doesn't match their beliefs on these issues, that they'll resign. Now, I've always had a bit of a problem with expecting a company to have a view on social problems or social issues, because, you know, companies aren't things in themselves. I mean, legally they are, but I mean, they're made up of hundreds, maybe thousands of people. You've got all the employees, you've got the shareholders if they're a public company, you've got customers, there might be hundreds of thousands of them. And believe it or not, I mean, millennials don't seem to quite understand that not everybody shares all of their beliefs. So how do you have a business that says, you know, as well as trying to make money, we will also campaign for the environment and do this and do that? Our next guest is a millennial workforce expert and founder of a thing called Aligned Tribe. Amy Smith, good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, look, I read a summary of this survey that Atlassian paid for, and it seems clear that, you know, that a majority of particularly younger workers expect their employer to share their values. Is that possible, particularly with a large business?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is, you know, two-thirds of millennials actually believe that organisations have no ambition beyond wanting to make money. That was a Deloitte survey that came out. And I think, you know, the interesting thing about it is it's not actually sort of, you know, having to pander to these millennials' needs. It's more around the way that I think millennials approach work a little bit differently to perhaps some other generations. And so I think, you know, given that millennials, you know, do value wanting to make an impact is super important to them, that sort of shines through in terms of who they want to attach themselves to as an organisation, and beyond just sort of, you know, work in the 9-to-5, what is that organisation actually doing, and what do they represent?
Okay, but I mean, if you're a shareholder in the organisation, like you're one of the owners, what you really want for it is to hopefully make a profit and pay you a dividend. Is it fair for younger workers to expect that companies do more than this?
You know, look, I think, you know, what used to be, I guess, the, you know, some nice to have within organisations where it was, you literally, you know, you just used to look at the P&L and not a lot else. Now I think millennials are really holding organisations to a higher account in terms of what they're really looking at. So, of course, there's the business aspect where organisations do need to make money, but the reality is that, you know, you need workers to be there as well. And I think for a lot of these millennials, they're kind of making a stand, if you like, to sort of say, well, you know, that was okay a little while ago, but it's not okay moving forward. So how can we actually sort of integrate this so that, you know, the more sustainable organisations, you know, they still do make money and actually helps them to make a bigger profit in some cases as well. So I think it's sort of looking at it from a collective point of view rather than just the P&L.
So what are the major things that millennials sort of expect of their employers? I mean, you mentioned sustainability. I mean, is gender equality important? What are the things that, you know, the main issues that the majority of millennials would like to see reflected in their places of work?
Yeah, well, I think the whole approach to work for millennials is more of like a work-life integration approach. So I think the whole notion of having this work-life balance is thrown out the window, and particularly, you know, the world's been turned upside down in the last 18 months at least. And so I think, you know, they're looking for more flexibility in the workplace. They're looking for organisations where they actually, you know, millennials do attach more of their identity to work, and it becomes more around, you know, what does this organisation say about me as a person, and what does this job actually say about me as a person? So they're looking to organisations that are going to actually look at their professional needs as well as their personal needs, and are able to sort of bridge the two together.
All right. Well, it's interesting. Thank you, Amy. Amy Smith there, millennial workforce expert. I mean, see, for example, here at 3RW, where everybody's got, you know, far too many opinions, every announcer, like, I don't think the same things as Neil Mitchell or Ross Stevenson or Russell Howcroft or Dee Dee Dunleavy. And so for us to have a sort of corporate set of beliefs. It just wouldn't work because we've all got different beliefs. And the people who work behind the scenes, who most of the time when I say, oh, I'd like to talk about this, and they shake their heads at me. They're doing it now. Anyway, so what do you think? Woke corporate culture. So if you don't believe in, I don't know, stopping using coal-fired electricity and no one driving a petrol-powered car, then you won't be able to attract a young workforce.